Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
1,000 men proposed to her. She had offers from millionaires, farmers, businessmen, fishermen, and vagrants. Even after her 70th birthday, proposals came in such quantities that her secretary didn't even bother to show her the letters. She was not an actress or a movie star, but she had a tremendous following of 38,000 men and women who became ambassadors of goodwill in 86 countries. Her name was Evangeline Booth, and she headed the Salvation Army. After retirement, she swam and did fancy diving as though she were still 18. She was a tremendous woman, administrator, musician, and friend to thousands. When she was interviewed by a reporter, she said that her secret was this: "I live for others. My deepest desire is to make every person I meet a little better because I have passed this way." Another woman who was a contemporary of Evangeline Booth was Hetty Green, once the richest woman in America. She left an estate of $75 million at her death, yet she was one of the most penny-thrifty women that ever lived. On a blistering summer day, a friend found her under a blazing tin roof in an attic. The sun made the temperature almost unbearable. And what was she doing? She was sorting colored rags from the white ones because the junk man paid a penny more a pound for sorted rags. She died and left a large fortune, but no friends. What distinguished Evangeline Booth from Hetty Green, and for that matter, thousands of others considered important? First, her generosity. She gave of herself. Her secret, so she told people, was to touch the lives of others so they were a little better because she had crossed their path. She gave of herself without reservation, without thought of what she got in return. The second quality which distinguished her was her genuineness. She was authentic and unpretentious. Her clothes or her looks were never what people remembered. She was remembered as a person who radiated warmth and care. The third quality which motivated her was the fact she had convictions and refused to take the path of least resistance. For a lad or lassie to join the Salvation Army in Evangeline Booth's day meant they were willing to commit to a life of simplicity and pledge to engage the enemy in spiritual warfare. The term army reflected the lifestyle of those who signed on. And without convictions, strong ones, no person could boldly lead others. The fourth quality which distinguished this woman was her desire to please God rather than herself. She often quoted the words of Paul from the King James text, which read, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." The fifth quality which separated her, not only from the women of her day, but from the men as well, is that she was her own person. Anyone who had the boldness to don a swimming suit in retirement and spring from the board as though she had done 50 years before had to be secure, not caring a great deal about what others might say or think. I, for one, have a deep respect and admiration for those who have outgrown the cookie-cutter mentality, including the trite phrases of their contemporaries, and refused to let the world force them into its mold. May God give us more women as Evangeline Booth.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.